trustworthiness. And again, it's really great, isn't it, when you can trust someone. You tell them something and you trust maybe that they'll keep it confidential, they'll keep it a secret. Or you can ask someone to do something for them and you trust that they'll do it. My car went in for its MOT the other day and it was okay, it only needed a few things doing, but it had a screw in the tyre. It was weird, it's like somebody had screwed a screw into the tyre. But the tyre hadn't deflated because kind of the screw was keeping the air in. And they said, you need to take it to a tyre place and get it patched up. And it occurred to me, as I was asking the guy to do that and waiting in the office, I need to trust this guy. I need to trust that he'll do a good job. Because if he doesn't, I could be going on the motorway at 70 miles an hour, my tyre could pop, and then it would be an accident, wouldn't it? So we need to be able to trust people. Really important. And faithfulness, a faithful person, can be trusted. Well, got a little quiz for you now. And again, if you get these questions right, there'll be a prize. I think the stewards or Anthony is going to hand round some Hershey Kisses. They're really lovely sweets. So make sure you get it right. Okay. I'm going to show you a picture of two faithful friends, two famous faithful friends. And I want you to give me the names of those friends. All right. So first of all, Marion's hand was up first. That's right. Jake the dog and Finn the human from Adventure Time. Good. They're best friends. They're faithful friends. How about these? Begin with P. And his second name's like a... Oh, SpongeBob SquarePants is the first one. Does anyone know the name of his friend? I think someone does next to you. Patrick, or Patrick Starr, well done. Yeah, there you go. You can have a sweet, Gregory, that's fine. Right, now these are best friends ever. And I've got a little badge with one of them on. Go on. Snowy and Tintin, well done. Yeah, inseparable, faithful friends, often helping each other out when they're in trouble. How about this one? Does anyone know who these are? I'm going to hand it over to an adult now. Go on then. That's right, Danger Mouse and Penfold. Yes, okay, well done. And how about these two friends? Anyone who hasn't answered? Okay, go on, I'll hand it back to Gregory because your hand was up first. Okay, so who's do you know this one? Not quite. Does anyone else know? Hands up. Wally and Eve, or Eva, as Wally calls her. Yeah. Good. Well done. Have a prize. That's good. How about these two? Oh, Miriam's hands up. Scooby and Shaggy. Well done. Or Shaggy and Scooby. For a bonus prize, who knows Shaggy's full name? For a bonus prize, his first name and his surname, Shaggy's first name. Anyone know? Oh, well, I'll have to give it and I can have the prize later. Norville Rogers. What a name, eh? Norville. It's a good baby name, I think. Right. Now, let me ask you, boys and girls, and everyone, how faithful are you? We thought about what faithful is. We've seen some examples of faithful friends. But how faithful are you? I've got a little survey now for you to look at. There's five questions in this survey. And I want you to write down the answer on your sheets. You should have them, 1 to 5 on your sheets if you find them. And then you can work out how faithful you are. Okay? So this is number one. Okay? Against number one, you can put A, B, or C. Your best friend, or your friend, sorry, tells you a secret. Do you, A, tell your other friend the secret, B, only tell your best friend but no one else, or C, keep the secret to yourself? Now, you don't have to shout out or put your hands up. Just write down what you think. Write down what you would do, not necessarily what you should do, because I want you to be honest, okay? And you can work out. Right, that's the first one. A, B, or C. Hope you've written that down. Let's move on to the next one. When do you do your homework? Is it A, I usually forget to do it. Is it B, the night before it's due in? Or is it C, as soon as I get home? A, B, or C? When do you do your homework, boys and girls? All right, you filled that in? Well done. Question three. If you learn a musical instrument, if you don't, just imagine you were learning to play the guitar or something, how often do you practice? Is it A, not often because it's boring? B, before my lesson? Or C, every day I do half an hour? Ooh, what do you think? You write that down? A, B, or C? Question four. When you tidy your room, do you A, push everything under the bed? Oh, lots of nodding heads there. B, put most things in the right cupboards, but not very tidily? Or is it C, put everything back in the right place? What is it, boys and girls? A, B, or C for question four? And then number five, if you have a pet, again, if you don't have a pet, just imagine you have a pet, how well do you look after it? A, sometimes I feed him, but mum does most of it. B, I always feed him, but mum cleans him out. C, I feed and clean him and play with him every day. Oh, wow. A, B, or C? B. You reckon B, do you, Bob? Right. Well, hopefully now, against 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you've got A's or B's or C's. So to work out how faithful the person you are, if you've got mostly A's, you're not that faithful, actually. If you've got mostly B's, you're a bit faithful. That's good, you're getting there. If you've got mostly C's, well done, you're a faithful person. Good, keep up the good work. Okay, so hopefully that gives you a little pointer as to how faithful you are as a person. Now, it is a wonderful thing, isn't it, to have friends who are faithful. You know, friends that you can rely on. Friends that will help you when things maybe are going wrong. We're going to watch a video clip now about some faithful friends. We're going to see how some vultures and how a bear were faithful friends to someone who was in a lot of trouble. So, boys and girls, did you see what happened? Mowgli was in a lot of trouble, wasn't he? Because Shere Khan was after him. But his friends helped him. Well, the vultures didn't help him at the beginning, did they? They just flew off because they were scared of Shere Khan the tiger. But they did at the end, didn't they? They helped him. They picked him up and flew him away. And Baloo the bear grabbed hold of his tail and protected him. And that's what a faithful friend does. He'll help you out in times of trouble. Now, probably none of us are going to get chased by a bear. But we all go through difficult times, don't we? Maybe at school we're scared of someone in the playground. A faithful friend will help you, protect you and stand up for you. And in adult life as well, we go through tough times where we need some help, and faithful friends give us that help. Now, it's wonderful to have faithful friends, really wonderful. They're a blessing. Keep hold of a faithful friend if you find one. But it's even better to be a faithful friend. And God wants us, all of us, to be faithful people, to be faithful friends. So how can we be faithful friends? Well, a faithful friend can be relied on to help you in hard times. They won't abandon you. They'll come to you and help you, even though things are tough. A faithful friend sticks with you and doesn't ditch you for someone else. You know, sometimes you can have a friend and then one day they turn around and say, I'm not your friend anymore. I'm going to be friend with that person. Well, a faithful friend won't do that. A faithful friend sticks with their friend and doesn't just ditch them for someone else. A faithful friend keeps secrets, doesn't go and tell everyone the secrets that you've shared, and doesn't break their promises. You know that if they promise to do something, they will do it as far as they're able. And that's how we can be a faithful friend. Boys and girls, it's really important, and God wants us to be faithful. There's a verse in the Bible that says this, let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck, write them on the tablet of your heart. That's from Proverbs chapter 3, verse 3. It's as if God's saying, like a necklace that's tied around your neck so you never lose it, That's how I want you to have faithfulness, always with you. I want you to have a heart that's faithful and loving as well. That's the kind of people that God wants us to be. Now, we're going to think about somebody from the Bible called Peter who, well, he thought he was going to be faithful, but he wasn't very faithful in the end. And Francis is going to read out the Bible passage to us. Thanks, Francis. So Peter in the Bible, he was sure that he was going to be a faithful friend to Jesus. He said, Jesus, if everyone else leaves you, I won't. I'm going to be your best friend. I'm going to stay with you because I'm great. But when it came to it, as we read, even when people said to him, do you know Jesus? He said, no, he told lies. He abandoned Jesus. Jesus was being laughed at and made fun of. And Peter didn't stand up for him. He said, oh, I don't know this man that everyone's making fun of. I don't know who he is at all. So Peter tried to be a faithful friend, but he failed. But do you know what, boys and girls? The amazing thing about that story is Jesus forgave him. Jesus, even though Peter let him down so much, he forgave him, and then he gave Peter a very important job to do. Peter's one of the apostles. Peter taught loads of people about Jesus. Peter wrote two letters, which we can find in the Bible. Peter was faithful after that. Peter, we're pretty sure, died for Jesus. He learned his lesson. But isn't it wonderful that even though we might struggle to be faithful people, faithful to other people, faithful to God, when we fail, because we do, we're like Peter, aren't we, sometimes? Jesus forgives us. That's wonderful. That he forgave his friend who abandoned him in his time of need. Well, let's move on now to look at God's faithfulness. We thought about how we need to be faithful and how it's great to have a faithful friend. But let's think about God. The Bible tells us over and over again that God is faithful. Here's just a few verses. We've already read some verses from Lamentations, but this is from Deuteronomy chapter 32. He is the rock. That's why there's a mountain in the background, because God is solid. You can trust him. He won't move and change. His works are perfect. All his ways are just. A faithful God who does no wrong. Upright and just is he. Psalm 33:4, for the word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all he does. In all he does. Always faithful in everything. And then Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, God has said, never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. You know, if we become friends with God by saying sorry for our sins and trusting in Jesus, we know that God will never leave us. He won't say, oh, I don't want to help you anymore. I'm bored of you. He won't say, oh, I'm friends with someone else now, not you. God will stick with us. He'll never abandon us and leave us. That's very precious, isn't it? To know that God is that kind of person, that kind of friend. And so, we can trust God. If he says something's going to happen, it does. It will, because it's faithful. We know. You know, he promises that if we believe in Jesus, if we repent, that means turn away from our sin, we'll be saved from punishment. We'll go to heaven, not hell, when we die. God promises that, and we can know that he'll keep his promise because he's faithful. But there's another reason we know God is faithful. He proved how faithful he is. You see, Jesus is God. He's not God the Father, but he's God the Son. Jesus is fully God, as well as being fully man. And he showed us on the cross how faithful he was. This verse talks about it, Hebrews chapter 2, verse 12. Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer, the beginner, and perfecter, the ender, the completer of our faith. For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. You know what? When Jesus was dying on the cross, he faithfully endured it. He didn't say, oh, it's hurting too much now. I don't want to go through with this. I'm going to get myself down. He could have done. He had the power to get himself down off the cross. He didn't say, oh, it's too difficult. I can't be bothered to save all these people. I just want to go back to heaven. This is horrible. He didn't say that. He endured the pain. He faithfully continued with all the suffering. Because he's faithful. Because he promised that he would save people, and he did. The cross proves that God is faithful, that Jesus is faithful. The cross proves it. That's how we know it. That's wonderful, isn't it? Boys and girls, if you haven't trusted in Jesus, you can, because he keeps his promises. He really did die on the cross for our sins, so we could be forgiven and not be punished and go to heaven when we die. Now, when we become a Christian, when we trust in Jesus, God wants us to be faithful to him, just as he's faithful to us. You see, it says in the last book of the Bible, Revelation chapter 3, verse 10, you have kept my command to endure patiently. That's what being faithful to God is. To endure something means to keep on doing it, even though it's difficult. Can you see this man, boys and girls? He's running, isn't he? And can you see how difficult it looks? Can you see how hot it all looks in this kind of desert? Can you see that there's not like a sort of cafe just there selling lovely cool water? There's nothing, is there? Can you see how far away it is? He's got to run all this way. It's going to be hard, isn't it? Can you see how he's got a backpack on his back? He's going to feel heavy after a while. But if he's a good runner, he'll endure it. He'll carry on. And living the Christian life is like that. You know, is being a Christian easy? Yes or no? No! It's not easy at all. It's hard. I've never ran a marathon, and I don't think Naomi's here today. I can't see her. But I'm told that when you run a marathon, boys and girls, a marathon is a very, very, very long race. 26 miles, something like that. It's a long, long race. I'm told that kind of halfway through, you hit the wall, they say. That means you come to a point where you think, I can't carry on. It's just too hard. I need to stop running. I can't complete this marathon. The Christian life's like that. Often, as Christians, we hit a wall. We think, I can't carry on being a Christian because it's too difficult. I don't know whether I can trust God. I don't know whether I believe everything anymore. We hit walls. But God wants us to just carry on. And apparently, if you're a marathon runner, you've just got to push through the wall, through the pain. And God encourages us to do that and says, look at Jesus, how he did that. Be inspired by him. So if you're thinking of becoming a Christian, boys or girls, or anyone, it's not going to be easy. You're going to hit walls, big walls. It's going to be a struggle. There's going to be times where you want to abandon God because you think it's too hard, you can't cope. But God calls us to be faithful to him, just as he is faithful to us. Well, we're going to finish off now just by having some time of discussion. You see, God wants us to be faithful to other people as well as to him. And I want you to turn to the person next to you and talk to them, discuss how you can be a faithful person, how you can be a faithful friend, okay? How you can demonstrate being faithful. Boys and girls, I'll give you some ideas. Maybe you could text them when they've got exams or write a card. What do you think? Let's just spend 1 or 2 minutes now discussing that together so we have ideas of how we can be faithful. Right, okay, I hope you found that helpful. It's good to be creative, isn't it, in how we can be faithful. How we can show our support to people, especially when things are hard. We're going to finish off now with a time of reflection, okay? Just going to think about what we've learned today. I wonder, has God spoken to you today in some way? Great, well, has he spoken to you about what faithfulness is? About what it means to be a faithful friend, a faithful person. Has he spoken to you about how he is faithful and constant, like a rock, like a huge mountain, immovable? Has he spoken to you about how he wants us to be faithful to him? But let's just have a few moments of quiet, thinking about what we've learned, and then I'm going to hand back to the musicians or